To Europe now, and financial markets have reacted favourably to the election result in Greece, where the conservative New Democracy Party has won the greatest share of the vote. But Greece remains in an economic quagmire, and there's little hope that the new government will be able to quickly restart growth. In the wake of the result, some opponents of the Conservative Party say that the election was marred by undemocratic pressure from outside the country.
There was very little celebration last night. Only utter and unreconstructed idiots would celebrate in a Greece which is dying.
While financial markets were breathing a sigh of relief about the Greek election result, there weren't a lot of Greeks celebrating. Yanis Varoufakis certainly wasn't in a celebratory mood. He's a professor of economics at Athens University, and he says that even among those who voted for the party that came out on top, a lot of people weren't cheering.
I would say that half the votes that were cast in favour of New Democracy, just through a straw poll of my friends and people that I know, half of them were by people who loathed this party, who think very lowly of its leader, but who felt that they had no alternative than to vote for them, because if they didn't, they would incur the wrath of Europe. Now that is a very sad day for democracy.
Professor Varoufakis says that the democratic credentials of this election were compromised by inaccurate reporting and international pressure. New Democracy, the Conservative Party, was widely reported as being pro-Eurozone, and the left-wing party Syriza was commonly seen as jeopardising Greece's place in the Eurozone. But Varoufakis says that this picture was a major distortion.
Now, both of them made it abundantly clear that it was their policy to stay in the euro. Where they disagreed was on how to do it. So the Greek people were presented primarily with two different and disagreeing and conflicting programs on how to stay in the eurozone. Neither of them made it a programmatic choice to leave the euro or even to threaten to leave the euro. So when the international media were portraying over the last 48 hours this as a choice between a pro-Euro party and an anti-Euro party, they were doing their audience a major disservice and they were violating basic journalistic standards.
As you can tell, Professor Varoufakis isn't a fan of the party that came out on top of the election, New Democracy. But he says that the interference in this election compromised basic democratic principles.
And the greatest concern that I have is that this kind of manipulation of public opinion is a major threat to European democracy. When the European peoples are not allowed the time and the space to have a rational debate on what are the, you know, the platforms of the various parties contesting elections and referenda, then the debt crisis and the investment crisis and the banking crisis is supplemented by another crisis, the crisis of European democracy.
Other economists agree that the portrayal of the candidates in the election may have been inaccurate. Fabrizio Carmignani is Associate Professor of Economics at Griffith University.
I don't agree with the representation of choice between pro-Euro and against Euro.
But Carmignani is a little more optimistic about the election result. He says that at least it might provide some short-term stability for Greece.
New Democracy and Socialist Party have received enough votes to form a majority coalition, and that's what they're going to do. And so that would be, or at least should be, good news for Europe. Now, I also have my reservations on the extent to which this is good news, but the first reaction that we can see also from the stock market here in Australia is like a sense of relief.
Professor Varoufakis says that the relief of markets may only last days, if not hours, and the final result of the pressure on Greece to vote for New Democracy may be bad for both Greece and for Europe.
But let me tell you what I think the worst part of it all is. All this pressure on Greeks, the policies that the powers that be in Europe have effectively imposed at gunpoint on the Greek electorate, are catastrophic for Europe, not just for Greece. The same poisonous medicine is going to be imposed on Greece as part of a treatment which is lengthier, more agonizing, and just as ineffectual. And that is the worst outcome for Greece and the worst outcome for Europe.
Yanis Varoufakis, Professor of Economics at Athens University.